penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KEHL monitoring.
WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KEHL clear. Thank you.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
W-H-K-F-A-A-Y-L-K-F-A-A-I-W. A-I-W, how are you doing this evening? I'm, my name's Ken here. I'm in Birch Run, and I'm just, enjoying a cigar. How about you?
Yeah, my name's Brian, and, I'm up here kind of by, Concolin. And, yeah, I'm just out chilling and kind of messing around on the computer. I'm looking to convert a computer power supply to run my, I've got a little mobile unit that I want to put out in my shop. And I'm going to convert the power supply, hopefully, to run that.
Sounds nice. Yeah, that's quite the ambition. Always something to do, that's for sure. Yeah, I wish I could get a better antenna out here where I'm at, but I'm in the dead woods. I'm very heavy woods with a 80-foot canopy. Unless I can get an antenna out, I can't do much better than I'm doing, but I try sometimes, but who knows what happens.
Yeah, you're hitting me pretty good over here. You're very clear. There's no static or anything, so whatever you're doing well. Yeah, I got so many projects going. I'm retired. I don't know, where I ever found the time to do anything. I was thinking, wow, man, I got all these projects going, and yeah, I like it. You know, it's keeping me busy, keeping me out of the lazy boy. I'm also went to the old farm engines, the old flywheel ones, and I enjoy that as well. I'm fairly mechanically inclined, so it helps. But the electronics part here is kind of, it's not my forte, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I'm getting up there too. I want to retire pretty soon. My dad retired many years ago. He's like, I don't know where I found time to work. That was always his thing. After he retired, I don't know where I found time to work. I have so much. I got so many things I want to do. How did I even work? I don't get it. Yeah, I'm with you. I build trucks. I built my own truck. I maintain my tractors. Got a 73 Blazer built from the ground up. Built the motor, built the axles, built everything about it. Great truck. I love it. It's a hobby. I'd like to do some more of them. I got some other cars that I'd like to rebuild that I've bought over the years, and they're projects, but I'll get to them when I retire, maybe.
Well, I hear you there. I've got, out in the shop, I've got a 71 Chevelle that I had when I was in high school. And it's sitting out there, and just before I graduated, I hung all new sheet metal on it and stuff. So it's a pretty solid car now. Been sitting for years. Maybe one of these days, if I can get my shop cleaned out and get it out in the middle where I can work on it, maybe I'll do something. I was torn between doing the LS swap on it and then or else going big block. And I think I'm going for the big block. I used to drag race, and my drag cars were always big block cars, so I'm kind of partial to them. I'll take a break. But yeah, I get that big block in there and get her going. It was a Malibu, and it's gonna be it'll be an SS clone when I'm done. Right, like I say, just right about the time I graduated and stuff, I had enough money saved up where I bought a brand new cowl induction hood with the flap and everything, and it's still in the factory primer. I mean, it's a solid piece. And then I, through the years, picked up, odds and ends. I've got the air filter, or the air cleaner for it, you know, with the seal and stuff on it. I picked that up. I picked up the console with the shifter in it, the automatic shifter. And I've got bucket seats in it. So I got some stuff. I just got to get it going together. But I just can't find the time.
W8CMN, repeat.
Oh, the time is there, my friend. Yeah, between the LS swap and the old school old big block, no. Yeah, you did the right thing. Go for it. Yeah. No LS swap. Yeah, that's what the people on the YouTube do. But it's not right. It's not right. You gotta keep it straight.
Yeah, I've got an engine that I was putting it together for my drag car. It's 100 over 454. It's 476 cubic inch, I believe it is. And it'll be a pretty good motor, but I don't know. I keep wanting to put it back in my drag car, but my wife don't want me to get into drag racing anymore. The chassis, it was a tube chassis car, and the chassis was built in the mid-60s by Logie Stamping Company down in Detroit. And the car's pretty old, and I had talked to one guy from Logie. In fact, his name was John Logie. And, you know, they used to build dragsters for Top Fuelers and stuff like that. And my car is what they call an altered. It's a little Model T-body tube chassis car. It's pretty short. It's only got like a 93-inch wheelbase. But I've got I was going to put that 476 in that. But John Logie told me, he says, put it together and show it. He says, don't run it. He says, we didn't do anything to pickle the inside of it. So some of those things rusted from the inside out. So, yeah, I got to kind of take heed of his warning. So, yeah, that's where I'm at with that.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Wow. Well, that's quite the story. Yeah, I hear you on the The wife don't want me to get back into drag racing, yeah. I hear ya. Can't help you on that front, my friend.
Yeah, last summer I turned 66, so, you know, yeah, I can see things not working so well. Like, I get real stiff if I sit around, or, you know, sometimes it's just, now hearing's going, and so, things are starting to go, but, you know, I'd still love to get in the car and drive it at least a couple more times, you know, especially they're talking about opening up the Tri-City Dragway, and that would be amazing. But, yeah, I don't know. Getting old kind of sucks.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I'm trying to build a barn up north, and it's going, but, yeah, the old body talks. I'm 54 myself, and, some people, you're super young. Yet. It's like, the body's still talking to me. I'm not as young as I used to be. I totally hear you on that one.
Well, it's getting to be that ibuprofen is my friend. But I hear you. I remember back at that point, I retired when I turned 59 and a half. I used to work on gas turbines and generators, and I was climbing up the ladder to go up and do an inspection on the air intake of the one gas turbine, and I got about 8 rungs from the top, and I couldn't go no more. My knees wouldn't go. I had to literally pull myself up with my arms. So I got up there, you know, got rested up. I did my inspection, and I come down, and I started thinking, you know, retiring at 59 and a half isn't such a bad deal. So I did that, and then I was glad I did. And then also I took my Social Security at 62, and I'm glad I did that, because I know they talk about, you know, waiting to get more money, but hey, you know, you never know how long you're going to go, you know, and you might not be able to collect much of that money if you wait too long, you know, too long. So anyway, that's where I was at.
Yeah, I hear you. That's an inspiration. Yeah, yes, I want to retire. It's been a long road for me. What I've been doing, and I totally hear you. Yeah, 59 and a half. That's awesome. I love it. I want to hear more of it.
Well, I got a phone call coming in here, so I want to let you go. This is KF8AIW 73. I'm going to be clear on your final.
Yeah, good chatting with you. Enjoy the rest of your evening here, and take your phone call. KF8, be well.